Moose season began on Mitkoff Island and nearby areas on September 15th. The season runs for 1 month. Frank Robbins is the area wildlife biologist for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game in Petersburg. He says the first few days of the hunt have been busy ones.
The season's going good, and we've already checked in quite a few moose from Kuyu and Cake and the Stickeen River area.
The regulations for this year's moose hunt are similar to recent years. There are no quotas, and instead, there are antler restrictions. Those allow hunters to take moose with two or more brow tines on both sides, three brow tines on at least one side, spike fork antlers, or 50-inch antlers. These restrictions protect middle-aged bulls that are considered important for breeding. The antlered hunts have been in place since 2009. Robbins came to work at the Petersburg ADF&G office this summer. Before that, he managed wildlife in interior Alaska from Glen Allen for about a decade. Here in Southeast, he says managers rely on hunts for population data.
The best data I have for actually any game species is our harvest data.
Hunters in Southeast are required to report many details, like their harvest location, the sex of the animal, where they were hunting, and how many days they hunted. That helps managers get an idea of what's out there. Robin says it's difficult to track wildlife populations in Southeast because of the impenetrable forest.
Probably our biggest challenge and my biggest challenge as a wildlife manager is developing some sort of estimate of abundance. And in other parts of the state where you can actually see, you know, you can fly aerial surveys. For example, in my past position, I flew aerial surveys for moose, and we did photo surveys for caribou. We did wolf surveys in the winter, following wolf tracks. You know, we were actually able to observe the animal. In a forested habitat, that's problematic.
Robbins expects the moose season to be like last year, when 105 bulls were harvested. The average harvest for the last 5 years is 108 bulls. So far, the season has gotten off to a pretty busy start. In the first few days of the hunt, 12 harvested bulls were reported to Fish and Game. One of those is considered illegal and didn't meet the requirements. Hunters have 5 days to check in a harvested moose. The hunt covers several areas, Unit 1B on the mainland, the Unit 3 islands, and the extreme southern portion of Unit 1C, also on the mainland. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.